three, hit it.
Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Hello, hello. We are going to be talking today about the dynamics of possibility. The name of the show is Actually You Can, and it's going to be open phone lines today. We're going to talk about relationships, money, career, health, spirit, anything else you want to have in your life. And all callers who get on air today are going to be entered into a drawing to win an all-expenses-paid trip for two, including airfare and hotel and admission to I Can Do It in Orlando in October. And also, everyone who gets on air is going to get a free book from one of the authors at the conference and an I Can Do It calendar just for phoning in. The numbers to call, toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. That's toll-free 1-866-254-1579, or from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. I was just thinking about how to start a show on the dynamics of possibility, and there's a famous Henry Ford quote where he said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And I always thought that sounded good, but I wasn't always that brilliant at sort of forcing myself to think positive, so I think about it a little differently. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you don't actually know. So why limit yourself by guessing wrong? You know, because so often we're making it up anyways. We don't know what's possible. We don't know what we can really do. But it's almost like the default setting is, well, I probably can't. And of course, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't look as actively for possibilities as you do when you can. You know, there's a saying that most people know, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. You know, if I just want it bad enough, I'll find it. My experience in working with people over the years is where there's a way, there's a will. That when you can begin to see that something is possible for you, something that you really do want, you suddenly find the energy, the will to go for it and to get it. And that's what I really want to focus on today. Whatever area you want to talk about, we can talk about anything. Relationships, money, career, health, spirit. But within that, you know, what's possible for you? What's holding you back? Why do you think it is that you don't already have what it is that you want? And how can you tap into that capacity that I really do believe is inside all of us to have more of the things that we want in our lives? So we're going to spend a lot of the time today just talking to you. So the numbers to call again to get in, 1-866-254-1579, toll free, 1-866-254-1579. And again, everyone who gets on air today is going to be entered in a drawing to win an all-expenses-paid trip for two, including airfare, hotel, and admission to I Can Do It in Orlando. And let's go to the phones right now. Let's go to Marge in Indianapolis. Marge, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
I had a question regarding, I'm married. I have three children. Wanted to go back to school for, like, nursing.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I don't know if I'm just getting discouraged because things aren't falling into place the way that I think they should, or, you know, kind of what's going on with that. But it's just been really hard trying to go back to school.
Is being a nurse something that's a wow for you? Is it something that, oh my God, could I really get to do that? Or is it sort of the best thing you came up with that might give you some extra money?
Well, I know I want to help people. And I was thinking about doing nursing and then going into holistic medicine after I, you know, acquired my nursing degree. But it's just getting there, you know. I don't know how I would be in that setting. I just know that I want to help people. And I know that I want to do it in, like, alternative medicine, but they don't really offer a lot of alternative medicine schools here.
Right, and so what that suggests to me, just listening to you talk for even a short time, what that really just suggests to me is that maybe the reason that, you know, things aren't falling into place is because maybe that isn't actually, you know, if you want to be practicing and making a difference using alternative medicine, nursing school is not necessarily a straight path to get there. It's not that it's a bad idea, it just, you know, that might not be it. And one thing that occurs to me, I remember at a friend in radio down in, I think he was in Atlanta when this happened, and somebody, you know, very positive guy, wanted to make a difference, and Mother Teresa was actually in town, and he was so excited, and he, you know, he got a chance to meet her and you know, and have her on his show. He did a morning show, and he was like, you know, Mother Teresa, what can I do to help? You know, I want to help. Look, I've got this, you know, we've got this radio station. We can reach all these people. We can really make a difference. You know, you just ask, and you know, and I'll make it happen. And she smiled at him. She said, no, there's nothing. She said, okay, there is one thing. She said, today, you know, when you're driving home or you're driving into work, if you see somebody who's hungry on the street, give them some food. And I think it's very easy to get caught up in the idea of we've got to do it the right way. We've got to have a career that lets us help people. We've got to have training that lets us make a difference. And careers are great. Training is great. But what can you do today to begin helping, to begin making a difference? I'm sure you already do things, but what's something you could do today?
I don't know.
So that's what I want you to take away from our little chat just now, is I want you for the next, let's go, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 weeks. All right, for the next 14 days.
Okay.
I want you to find at least one person each day that you can make a difference with.
Okay?
And what you're going to find is over the course of doing that, things are going to get a lot clearer about what your next step is career-wise.
Right.
Okay? And feel free, write me at geniuscatalyst.com. You can there's forums there. You can just let me know how you're doing. Let me know if you have any questions, and I'll be happy to take things further on. You're also welcome to phone into the show, because I'll be interested to see what happens. Because I know from doing this with people in the past that it is often something as simple as that. It's just shifting your focus off trying to do it the right way and beginning to do what it is you think you'll be able to do when you've done the right things.
Right.
That it starts to work in reverse order.
Okay.
You up for it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right,
Mark.
Thank you. Thanks for phoning in. Let's go to Annie in Belchertown, Massachusetts. Is that,
yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you. It is only one.
Oh, well, I grew up in Massachusetts, and as a teenager, I'm sure that had I known there was a Belchertown, it would have made me very happy. But
yeah, and we're next to Amherst. So, I wanted to say that I watched the film on Monday 9 a.m. Nick Askew's.
Oh, thanks very much. Actually, I was going to mention that. Let me take advantage of that carefully placed plug. If you go to www.monday9am.tv, the number 9. There's a film on there with me called God and the Chocolate Ice Cream that a lot of people have been enjoying. We certainly had fun making it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, that was great. Really enjoyable. So my question is, I adore my husband. We've been married for 15 years. We actually
It's handy when you adore them and spend 15 years with them.
I've really been going full force on this spiritual path, and he's not with me on it, and I'm okay with that. But he also sometimes is less than supportive about me, you know, delving.
Mm-hmm.
Like I read too many books or I think about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any ideas for me?
Well, yeah. I mean, a couple of things. Completely give up your spiritual journey. Oh, is that not good? Okay, so if you're not going to do that, let's just take that off the table. Given that you're on your spiritual journey for you.
Yeah.
That's not one of the choices. Really, what the question is how can that bring more harmony into your relationship as opposed to be a disruptive force in your relationship?
Right.
Because your husband's going to do what your husband does. He's on his path, you're on your path. But what I'm assuming that you want, because you're in a long-term relationship, is you want more harmony in that relationship. And in fact, what most people want from a spiritual journey is more harmony in their lives.
Yes, you're good. That's why I called you.
That's why I get the big bucks. but the real short answer is bring your spiritual journey into your marriage for you. You know, it takes one to tango. Whatever spiritual path you're on, I'm sure there are all sorts of tools that you've got for tolerance, for patience, for love, for forgiveness. And I'll tell you, just one of my favorites, just because we're coming up on a break and I want to be able to wrap this for the break. Here's your homework. I want you to practice 5 words, and I want you to say them throughout the day, all week, and see what difference it makes in your marriage. And you just say them in your head. You don't have to say them out loud. Okay, you ready for the 5 words?
Yeah.
First two, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Second three, I love you.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael.
Fantastic. Thanks for phoning in, Annie. Make sure to stay on the line so they can get your details. Everyone phoning in today is going to get entered into a drawing to win an all-expenses-paid trip for two, airfare, hotel, and admission to the I Can Do It conference in Orlando, October 27th to 29th, and a free book and an I Can Do It calendar and all sorts of good stuff. We'll be back with more of your calls after the break. I am Michael Neal. You are listening to You Can Have What You Want.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are back and we're talking about the dynamics of possibility and taking your calls about relationships, money, career, health, spirit, and anything else you want to have in your life. Of course, if you get on air today, you'll be entered into a drawing to win an all-expenses-paid trip for two, including airfare, hotel, and admission to the I Can Do It conference in Orlando, October 27th to 29th. And you'll get free book and a free calendar and free stuff. And Brenda, Sarah, and Julia, we will be getting to you. I will get you on. And if you want to get in, the numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579, or from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. Just before I go back to the phones, I wanted to, I was teaching a seminar a few years back, and this woman stood up at the back, and she was, if you can drip with disgust, she was dripping with disgust, and she pointed an accusatory finger at me, and she said, "The problem with you is that you give people hope." I mean, you know, she was right, in fairness, but in my defense, it just had never really occurred to me that that could be perceived as a bad thing. And when I thought about it, I thought, you know, where did hope get such a bad name? Because if you think about criticism of religion, of faith, of New Age thinking, of self-help thinking, is that the things that we do give people false hope. But what is it that makes hope false? So I looked it up in my dictionary, my Oxford English Dictionary, and hope is defined as a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. And it's also a grounds for believing that something good may happen. So false hope isn't to do with my feeling of expectation and desire for my relationships to be wonderful, my business to make lots of money, my body to be healthy and vibrant, but it's to do with my grounds for believing that those things are possible, my reasons. So if I ask you to believe in yourself, which I do, and I ask you to believe in your dreams, which I do, but if I ask you to do that because I have secret knowledge of the future, which will reveal that as long as you do X, Y, and Z, you will ultimately succeed. Unfortunately, in my case, that's false grounds for hope because I don't know that. But if I ask you to believe in yourself and your dreams, because I know hundreds, I probably know thousands of stories of people who've succeeded against the odds, in spite of the evidence, that's grounds for legitimate hope, regardless of how things ultimately turn out. If you think about evidence, I mean, in days gone by, the evidence clearly proved that, the sun revolves around the earth, which is in fact flat. Bumblebees can't fly, and humankind will not only never reach the moon and cannot run a mile in less than 4 minutes, or find true and lasting happiness in a world filled with suffering. Oh, no, wait, that one's still true. Anyways, look, here's a working definition of hope. Okay? Hope is not a promise that something you want is going to happen. It's an invitation to enjoy the possibility of what you want while you and life negotiate the eventual outcome. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Brenda in Bakersfield, California. Brenda, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
I've been in a relationship with my husband for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he just moved out, like, last week. And I want my relationship with him to be great again, like it used to be.
Okay. And so, you know, there's a that you've answered the first question that I always ask anybody when they phone to ask about a committed relationship. The first question I always ask is, do you want to make this relationship wonderful?
I do.
That's really clear. So here's the thing, okay?
Okay.
Most people think about relationships as 50-50 propositions.
Right.
You know, I'll do my bit, you do your bit.
Right.
And the problem with that is it means that if the other person isn't fully committed for whatever reason, the best you can do is have 50% of a good relationship.
Right.
Okay. I like to think of relationships as a 200% proposition.
Right.
So I'm going to give 100%, and they're going to give what they give. Now, 100% is an interesting number, okay, because that means I'm going to take responsibility for everything that is within my control, but I'm not going to take responsibility for anything that isn't. So a lot of people think, you know, when I talk about a 200% relationship, they try and take 150%.
Right.
Okay, that doesn't work either. That's how you wind up resenting a partner. That's how you wind up getting off center, getting off balance within a relationship. So given that, whether or not your husband comes back, that's his business.
Right.
You know, there's three kinds of business in the world, your business, my business, and God's business.
Right.
Right? That's his business. He will or he won't. But that, regardless of what he decides to do ultimately, you can make 100% commitment to creating a wonderful relationship with him, whatever happens.
But I don't know how to do that.
Well, that's why we're still talking. Okay? So if you were, and I want you to do this as a thought experiment. I don't want you to think, oh, God, yes, I must be this way. If you were, if it was your job to make your relationship with him wonderful, you know, that was like a paid job. Somebody had hired you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What are a few things that come to mind that you might do?
I don't know, just things I've been doing, like take care of him and have dinner on the table when he gets home from work and that kind of thing.
Okay, but now given that, even though it would make sense that those things might make a difference, for whatever reason they haven't,
right?
What's something, and you might have to just intuit this, okay? You might have to guess. You might have to guess wrong, and then we'll all judge you, and we'll all go, huh, I can't believe Brenda said that. But, you know, what haven't you tried that might, if, you know, what might make a difference to him? I'm not saying you need to do whatever you say next. I'm just saying what might?
I think distance myself from him.
Okay. Fantastic. So there's one thing that you could do. Is there any healing you need to do on the inside so that when you do get back together with him, there's not sort of unhealed resentments that are going to that are liable to flare up in the conversations?
Oh, yes.
Great.
He hurt me bad.
Okay, so boom, right there. That's part of your 100%. That's something you can begin working on. Not because, hey, why should I have to do all the work? Not because you have to, but because you want to create a wonderful relationship, and that's within your control.
Yeah.
That healing is your business. Look, worst case, you're healed and you feel better.
Right.
Best case, you're healed, you feel better, and your marriage works.
Right.
Either way, it's worth doing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So what else? So give some distance, do some healing. Give me one more. I'm obsessed with the number three. What's a third thing you could do that's within your control that might make a difference?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
How about some forgiveness?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So again, you know, I actually, I think this is going to be my phrase. I asked the woman earlier, who phoned in the first segment to do this. But this comes from a Hawaiian process called Ho'oponopono, which is a Hawaiian forgiveness process that families actually engage in on a at least weekly basis. And it's a sort of a healing within the family. And just a very simple form of it is just when you think of the person that you want to forgive, you just mentally think of them or look at a picture of them and just repeat over and over in your mind till it's real. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. I love you. Now, that's not saying they didn't do anything to hurt you. That's not saying you're not hurting. That's just taking responsibility for your part, because that's the only part you can't take responsibility for.
Right.
It's amazing how much healing can happen from that simple process. You willing to take that on?
I'm willing to take it on.
Fantastic. Brenda, please do call back in or email us on the forums and let me know how you get on.
Okay.
Thanks for phoning in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go to Sarah in Virginia Beach. Sarah, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today? Hello, Sarah. Going once, going twice. Okay, let's go to Julia in Des Moines. Julia, what can we do for you today?
Hi. I'm stuck. I've been on disability for 11 years, and I'm go from one long-term abusive relationship to another, and I want out.
Okay.
I need out. I need away from it, and I'm not sure what direction to go and how to do it.
Okay. Well, there's an old saying that, you know, if what you're doing isn't working anywhere else, is liable to work better. So, I mean, that's just I know that sounds a bit flip, but I mean, there is a reality to that. You know, if what you're, you know, often, you know, people talk about they're stuck and, oh God, yeah, I must analyze this. I must need therapy. No, if you're stuck, you need a push. You need a nudge. And maybe that is all there is to it. But now, listen, Julie, we're going to be coming up on a break quite soon, and I'd like to take a little more time with you than I'm going to be able to right now. Can you hang out with us over the break?
Sure.
Okay, so what I want you to do over the break is I want you to put your hands on your heart, and I want you to just breathe into your heart for, like, the first minute of the break. And then I want you to think a happy thought. I want you to think about something that you do feel good about in your life or in the world, something that you love, someone that you love, someone that loves you. Okay? And I just want you to get a warm, fuzzy feeling going, to get a nice feeling going in your body. And when you've got that feeling going, and if the best you can do is neutral, neutral will do fine, I want you to ask yourself, what can I do to take better care of myself and make different choices in this situation? And just notice what comes up, and we'll talk about that in the after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we'll be back with Julia, and if you'd like, we can be back with you after the break. The number's to call, 1-866-254-1579, toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. Laurel and Sarah, we will get to you in the next segment, and I look forward to talking to any of you. Remember, if you get on air, you'll be entered into a drawing to win all expenses paid trip for two to Orlando in October. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Welcome back. We are talking with Julia in Des Moines about just being stuck and how you can get unstuck and, you know, in an abusive relationship and just all sorts of stuck areas in your life. Before the break, Julia, I asked you to just do the simple exercise where you sort of went to your heart and asked your heart for some wisdom. What came up for you over the break?
My niece and my nephews.
Okay. And did, what about them?
They come to me sometimes for guidance, and they come to me for comfort in their lives. And I guess that's something that a lot of people do. They come to me for comfort.
Where do you go for comfort?
The animals I have.
Okay.
I guess that's the safest place for me to get the comfort that I need. And my music.
Okay.
I'm a musician. I haven't performed in a long time, but I still play. I'll always play.
Okay. And did you stop performing because you don't like performing, or did you stop performing because you stopped performing?
I stopped performing because it was physically too demanding.
Right.
I couldn't do the. It's too hard to carry the equipment. I'm getting old. I'm almost 50, and 2 weeks I'll be 48, and I'm getting old.
Oh, hang on, come on. That was almost a When Harry Met Sally moment. I'm getting old. I'm almost 50. In 2 weeks I'll be 48. No, I'm sorry. There's a little bit of a stretch there.
Yeah. But I hurt my back when I was 30 and put myself in a wheelchair, and I'm out of it, and I've been out of it for a long time. But I have herniated discs. And
do you know what? Let me just ask you, out of what?
From the back injury?
Yeah.
Roller skating accident.
No. Out of, you said I'm out of it. What are you out of?
Performing.
Okay.
Just performing. I just don't. I still play. I play almost every day.
All right. So let me ask you, Julia. Anyone who's stuck, there's only one in nine reasons I've ever found why people stay stuck, and they're all legit. But it's different. So I'm just going to run through a checklist for you.
Okay.
And I want you to just flag up the two or three. Just note them down as I talk, and then you can tell me which ones are the relevant ones for you. Some people are stuck because they don't have the information. They don't know what to do. Some people are stuck because they don't have the skill. They know what to do, but they don't know how to do it. Okay, some people are stuck because of belief. They don't think it's possible to do. Some people are stuck because, you know, I'm too stressed, sick, disabled, etc. to do anything differently. For some people, it's other people. I'm stuck because my husband, boyfriend, wife, mother, kids, etc. won't let me change. For some people are stuck because of, you know, I'm just not motivated enough. I'm a procrastinator. I, you know, it's motivation. Some people, it's time. It's like, there aren't enough hours in the day to get unstuck. You know, for some people, it's money. You know, I'd love to, but I just don't think I can afford to get unstuck. And then for some people, it's a kind of fear. It's, you know, I feel sick at the thought of pushing myself through the stuckness to see what's on the other side. So when you kind of hear those, which one, you know, one or two or three jump out at you as real sort of obstacles to getting unstuck and getting on with your life?
The money.
Mm-hmm.
Other people and how to do it.
Okay.
As I have gone from one long-term abusive relationship to another, and he's not intentionally abusive. He is bipolar, and he's a rapid cycle bipolar, and not on medication, and won't go for therapy. So I have him on supplements,
mm-hmm.
and that seems to help, but it's not the cure, of course. And that's the best I can do is to keep him on supplements.
Okay, and let me ask you the question that I asked the last caller. Do you want to make that relationship wonderful?
I'd like to. I just, it's one of those, it's my way or the highway, and I'm a very stubborn person, and I just don't like that kind of mentality.
Okay, so I'm going to, this is, again, there's only ever three answers to that question. Okay, there's the people like the last caller who said absolutely yes. There are people who I ask that question to, and they go, you know what, I don't, I'm done. And then there's a whole lot of people who'll answer sort of like you, well, I'd like to, you know, if I could, I mean, yes, but. And if you're in that middle category, which you are,
mm-hmm.
the thing that works remarkably well is to set yourself a time frame to do a little experiment. It's to take on that sort of 200% experiment. So unlike the last caller where she really wanted it to work, she really wanted that, she knew that, so it was just, regardless of whether or not it did work, it was worth it. For okay. you, I'm going to suggest an experiment. I'm going to suggest you do this for a minimum of a month, a maximum of 2 months. Okay? And you're going to pick your time frame. It might be 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. That you're going to just commit that for that time period, whatever it is, you're going to take 100% responsibility for making that relationship wonderful. Not because you should, not because it's your job to, really. But just as a choice and as an experiment to see what it draws out of you by just making that choice and acting on it day by day by day. The reason for the time limit is because it may be that that relationship just isn't right for you. And if you've really given your 100%, you know, over a period of 4 to 8 weeks, you'll know that. There won't even be a question anymore. A lot of times people stay in a kind of a, it's not really a good relationship, but, well, it's not terrible. You know, they stay in that kind of relationship because they think, oh, you know, maybe it's me. Maybe if I just, when you make this sort of 200% experiment, when you go for it for a limited time, you'll know. You'll know then, okay, you know what? It really isn't me. And at that point, it becomes a lot easier to get yourself elegantly out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so that's what I'd love you to take on, if you're willing to take that on as an experiment. And again, like I've been saying to people, if you go to the forums at geniuscatalyst.com, you can always check in with me. I'm on them pretty much every day. I'm very happy to answer questions, and I always love to hear how things go, and I'd love to hear from you again on the show.
Okay.
Thanks very much for phoning in. Be sure to stay on the line so you can be entered into the drawing to win the all-expenses-paid trip for two. And thank you very much for calling. Let's go to Lorelei in New York. Lorelei, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
I am well.
Good. I'm really excited to speak with you. I think you're very terrific.
Thank you.
Well, you know, there's a lot of coaches, and you know, there's something that definitely that stands out. And I think that the added heart that you bring and your intuition is what appeals to me. So.
Okay, well, I'll ask you to call back for the show all about me. But in the meantime, let's talk about you. What's
right.
going on for
well,
you?
That's why to help me inquire, to sort things out, I hope that you can do that, because I'm in a really, I'm in a process of really wanting to, of having to, but I say more the desire to really create a whole new life for myself and in every way. And I have gone from
no problem, we have 2 minutes, go.
Oh, real okay.
No, but do okay. What, so if there was one question I could really help you with, what would it be?
Okay, it says but you can, the topic is you can have what you actually want. Okay, so I waver between when I'm in my ego self of, you know, of being overwhelmed and because of a lack of skills and all kinds of stuff that, you know, has happened in my life that, you know, kind of the hopeless that, and when stress sets it off. And then I go, because I'm pretty metaphysically connected, I'm leaning towards that it is possible. And I would like to make that more consistent as a belief structure that's in me. You know, just as having to bring up my own self with these beliefs, which I've had like zero, less than
okay,
zero.
Okay, so boom. I'm going to give you a quick exercise you can take away with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you think about that thing that you want. Okay, that, you know, you might believe it's possible eventually or for some people, but for you it feels impossible to have now. You got something like that?
Well, I can't say that I feel like it's impossible because that's just like a thought. I mean, I feel like it is possible. I'd like to strengthen.
Great. So, okay, absolutely.
Okay.
So, I'm with you. So, in fact, you know what? Rather than try and cram this into the next 30 seconds before we go to break, what I'm going to do is, again, can you hang out over the break?
I sure can. Thanks.
Okay. So, after the break, I'm going to take you through just a really quick process that's great for just really stretching and solidifying that sense of possibility.
Okay.
And
true.
Of what's possible. And again, Sarah, Peggy, and Marissa, please stay on the line. I will get you on in the final segment, and we'll get you entered into that drawing. And I'll finish the segment with a thought. You know, do you ever notice that like 60 miles an hour seems really fast until you're going 90? One of the ways that you consolidate possibility is by stretching. What it is that you want, what it is that you think about. And we're going to be talking about that with Lorelei, and I'll be talking about that with you when we come back from the break. Things to tell you. GeniusCatalyst.com is my website. You can visit the Solutions Cafe. You can sign up for a free weekly tip. There's a free daily tip on the site, and there's also all sorts of stuff in the membership part of the site at the Solutions Cafe. The film God and the Chocolate Ice Cream is on at www.monday9am.tv, and we will be right back.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
Welcome back. We are talking to Lorelei, and I'm going to take you through an exercise, Lorelei, that you can do at home as well, which is sort of to stretch your limitations and consolidate your possibilities.
It's so L'Oreal.
It's L'Oreal.
It's L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
Right. Yes, yes.
That's great. I wasn't making that out from what was on my screen here, but that.
Okay.
No, then. Now they're making fun of me. L'Oreal. Okay. My apologies. So,
okay.
What I want you to do, you've got something in mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what I want you to do is I want you to rate it on a scale from 1 to 10 for possibility, where 10 is piece of cake. No problem at all. And 1 is impossible. So, you know, where on the possibility scale is it now in your mind?
I think it's going about like a 6 to 7.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about that thing that you want, and I want you to just tell me what would be even better than that, even if it's not real. What would be even better than that? Tell me like a little bit about a fantasy version of what would be even more amazing than what it is that you want.
To have complete freedom to create the life that I want without any obstacles keeping me back from my dreams.
Okay, so I want you to actually close your eyes and just imagine that. Imagine that that's real. Okay, imagine that you actually have that sense of freedom and possibility. Step into it, experience it fully through your own eyes as if you're seeing what you would see, hearing what you would hear. Really just experience what that's like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now I want you to go back to the original thing that you started with. And I want you to step into that. Okay? And I want you to see that already accomplished, as if it's already happened, and step into that. And just notice what life's like now that that's happened. Notice how things have changed. Notice what new possibilities have arisen, what new things have become possible for you. Okay? And then when you've done that, just come on back onto the call with me. Okay? And now, when you think about that original thing, how possible does it feel now? Again, on a scale from 1 to 10, where 10 is, yeah, absolutely, piece of cake.
Well, I could get my passion going into it where it could be a 10 when I'm feeling that.
Okay. Now, I admit that did take us almost 2.5 minutes. Okay. But if you can get yourself from a maybe to a, yeah, absolutely, in that short a space of time, then you can do that anytime you need to. Anytime you need that extra burst of hope, that extra burst of possibility, that's right there for you, right inside your mind.
I have a question because I actually have been practicing this and I'm really good at this part. So what happens when it comes to actually some of the stuff that I have anxiety about, to get there, I forget. And then I go into that other space. So I can get into this space. So what I need some assistance is to, in the doing after feeling the passion, and even with things that are unfamiliar to me, you know, to be able to, because that's what I have to be.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'll give you this next piece is homework. Just a very simple exercise. I call it the grin. Grin your way to success.
Grin your way to success.
Just write down your goal. Write down where you are in relation to it, and write down the next step. And you can literally get all the way from...
The second one after write your goal?
Reality. In other words, where are you now in relation to that? And then what's the next step? And just those three things, you can repeat it daily, you can repeat it monthly, you can repeat it weekly. There will always be a next step. There's always going to be a goal, as long as you've got it. There's always going to be a reality. There's always going to be a where you are, and there's always going to be a next step. And for most things, that's more than enough planning to get you off your butt and into action. Okay? Thanks
all
for
right.
Phoning in, L'Oreal. Hang on the line so you can get those free enter that drawing for that free prize package. And let's go to Sarah in Virginia Beach. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
Well, I had a question because I'm kind of like want to try to start my own business. But when, like, I write down my goals and everything, but I kind of like just get take the first step, fearing that I'm going to fail out.
So is it that, sorry, I'm not quite sure if I'm quite understanding. So you don't know what the first step is, or you just can't quite get yourself to take that first step?
Get myself to take that.
Okay, so what would you do if you weren't afraid?
Take it.
Well, what is it? That wasn't a trick question. What's the first step?
Oh, I'm sorry. You just finding where, like, finding out. I want to, like, buy real estate, and, like, my first step would be to actually find someone that I could buy a home and then fix it up. And then
okay, great. So I can tell you what I think is probably the real reason you're stuck. It's not even fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you try to do a goal, you get stuck. Because finding a place, it sounds like an action, but it's actually a goal. Because finding is a result. It's not an action. So if you turn it around, what's the very first action that you could take that's likely to lead you to finding? So in other words, what's the first newspaper to look in, person to phone? You know, what's the first physical action that you can take?
I could actually, go to the auction.
Fantastic. So whether or not you do anything there, don't even worry about it. But that's what I want you to do. That's the real first step.
Okay.
And take the first step, no more, no less, and the next one's going to be revealed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for phoning in, Sarah. Be sure to hang on the line. Let's go to Peggy in Boise, Idaho. Peggy, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Michael. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Was wondering, I have had a concern for many years of trying to help my 30-year-old daughter. She's a natural healer, but she's sort of stuck in because of the religion in her area. She can't mm-hmm. seem to clear her spiritual expectations or something. I'm not sure because I've never been there. I've never been really attached to a religion. So I'm trying to figure out how to help her sort of open up to that spiritual and not religious side of her. Does that make sense?
Do you know what? I can make a sense of it. And let me tell you what I think will be useful.
Okay.
And, you know, if I didn't understand, then it won't be. But it'll be useful to someone because it's just a generally useful thing, especially with family members. You know, I talked earlier in the show about there's your business, there's my business, and there's God's business. When you start messing around in other people's business, you know, it just doesn't work well. I don't know
right.
if you've noticed that.
Right.
But what you can do when you want to be of assistance to somebody, when you want to make a difference, is you can do two things that genuinely make an incredible positive difference. And if I had time, I could go into chapter and verse about story after story after story about how that works. And the first thing is to absolutely love them unconditionally and let them know that no matter what they decide to do or not do, you're not going to love them any more or any less.
Right.
That's a gift that a lot of us spend our whole lives looking for without necessarily even knowing we're looking for them. When you can give that to somebody, you are being of an amazing assistance just by doing that.
Okay.
The second thing is to believe in her. And what I mean by that is to believe in her ability to find a way to resolve what she wants to resolve in her own life and to create a life that makes her go, wow, I love my life.
Right.
Okay? Because those two things... You know, the way that you worded the question, there's just a hint there of, whether you meet it or not, whether you feel it or not, of, I don't think she can do this without me. And if
right.
you just decide, do you know what? I know she can do this without me, and I'll be there for her, and I'll be of assistance in any way she wants, and I'm going to love her whether she does it or not, and I'm going to express that to her, but I believe in her. And
right.
I believe she has that capability, she's got that ability inside her. Just being with her in that way, not only is it going to transform your relationship, but you're going to be amazed at how quickly she figures out what to do.
Good. Okay.
Okay? Thanks yep. very much, Peggy.
Thank you.
Okay, Marissa, we are going to talk to you for, oh, such a little time, but I promised to get you on, so I did want to get you on. Is there anything, if you can give me the 10 to 30 second version, then I'll give you the 10 to 30 second answer, and if not, I get you on air so you get a free prize anyway.
Okay. Here's the 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm an artist. I'm in L.A. I'm one of those creative ones. And there are days I feel like I can have everything I want.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, I guess some of that is financially based.
Yeah.
And then there are days where I sort of feel like I'm going backwards and I get discouraged. And I'm just wondering what that thing is in those moments that can kind of help you stay in that space where you're believing it before you actually see all the evidence.
Okay, so music's going to kick in, so I'm going to try and answer you over the music. And the answer over the music is the easy thing that you can do is you can absolutely each day just begin the day by seeing the day going wonderfully well. It's old-fashioned, but it works. Just actually see yourself. Imagine you've had a great day. Go out to the end of the day. Step into yourself. Ask yourself, what did I do today to make today such a great day? And your whole day can unfold backwards from there. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. We're back next week. I'm Michael Neal. Thank you for listening.